The Lies of the Third Temple, Part 88. I'm Professor Hannes Redhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the one that was translated by Dr. Joseph Leon Rottenham in 1860, please contact us at the WhatsApp number 0722-367-124, that's a plus 27 international code. Just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you will participate in the study, you are very, very welcome, but you have missed quite a bit of information. That's why I will urge you to go to part one and start from the beginning. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of the studies that we are currently busy with, except very especially the study, What is Your God's Name? And also the revelation of the book Revelation. Very important to share the channel or information with your friends and family, in order also to have a 1611 King James Bible ready, as well as a pen and a writing pad. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this is going to be a blessing unto you. In the name of Yahushua, hallelujah. We will continue where we left off yesterday morning. Now the Regius, the Temple Institute of Jerusalem, makes the following statement. They say, sometimes I can accept these things as insulated acts for extremist purposes, says Nancy Jubeth, creator of the Islamic Museum near the Dome of the Rock. But this is happening in an organized way, and the government isn't doing anything. That is the Jewish government, Israeli government. Police patrols have been stepped up since the folded attack. And officers say they are planning new electronic surveillance around the Statue Arc Plateau that occupies the entire southwest corner of the walled old city in Jerusalem. Many Israelite residents believe that the Thames bombing is connected with increasing pressure from Jewish nationalist extremists to be allowed to pray on the compound where the ancient temple stood. You see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Other people are seeing this as well. It's the people that wants the third temple, most probably they are heading this whole thing. This threat to the peace of the city and the security of the Temple Mount was further complicated by claims in the press that money from the assault on the mount was provided by Christian sources. They will say that. Not the last attempt. After the fourth attempt in Jerusalem Temple Mount issued the following statement. The latest attempt assault on the Temple Mount will not be the last as long as the present injustice prevails. Police and soldiers and violence and barrier wires would be dispensed with and peace reign if one simply base condition were fulfilled. Naming mainly freedom of worship for all faiths on the Temple Mount. That's what they want. As provoked by Israel law, as provided by Israel law, as confirmed by the High Court of Israel, the rule of Israel law must be observed and upheld. Now, if the law has ruled it, why isn't the law in force? Because the moment that the law is enforced, you will have a right from the Islam people. It's easy as that. Because then they would say they are suppressed in the effort. Arrest and convictions. Yahan Kun Khan, one of the members of the assault group, was sentenced to 1.5 years of prison for his part in a conspiracy can't confess to shouting the security arrangements of the Temple Mount as his part is blowing up the Dome of the Rock. He later expressed remorse over his action. The judge, Ezra Hedesiah, stated the creator of the crime. I warrant executive if you say that I'm the conspiracy to blow up the Dome of the Rock. Holy to many millions of Muslims around the world is shocking and constitutes a threat to public order and endangers the public. Who knows what would have been the consequences of the conspiracy? We all know it. Claims by the Islamic Council. Jerusalem, UPI, the Islamic Council, is occupied East Jerusalem, where they said Israel is presuming controversially Temple Mount archaeological excavations and charged the digging and destroying foundation of Muslim structures. Spokesman for the council, who asked not to be identified, said foreign public missionaries or missions were asked to intervene to stop the digging at Jerusalem's holy site, where the Islamic shrine of Al-Aqsa and Dome of the Rock also stands. Sheikh Salahuddin Al-Mani, head of the Supreme Islamic Council, the highest religious body for East Jerusalem and the occupied Western Bank, charged Tuesday that excavations continue despite Islamic objections. Israeli officials deny they have renewed excavation work and said people seems at the sites are merely stationed as observers. They said the actual digging undertaken by the Minister for Religious Affairs in a tunnel along the northern section of the Temple Mount Western Wall was stopped in early April following appeals by Prime Minister Zaki Shari and Jerusalem Mayor Teddy Kollek. The excavations have been in dispute since October 1981, when Old City Arabs clashed with authorities as diggers went eastwards towards the Dome of the Rock Mosque, the legendary site of the Prophet Muhammad's ascendance into heaven. Now they said Muhammad has ascended into heaven from the Dome of the Rock. I don't understand it. Because when you go to Mecca, especially Medina, you will find the grave of Muhammad there, where his bones is laid to rest, and where millions and millions and millions of Muslims throughout the ages has gathered, in December especially, by Ramadan, when they all try to go there in a pilgrimage store to touch the railing around the grave. Now if the bones of Muhammad is there, how could he have ascended into heaven at the Dome of the Rock? Does it make sense? No, it doesn't make sense. He either his bones is in Medina, or he has ascended alive from the Dome's roof. The eastward dig was sealed off at the time, but continued in other directions. A leader of the Islamic Council, Adinan Hassiani, told United Press International, something is going on down there in the tunnels. He said he and his fellow engineers have been barred from approaching the excavation site. Musani said he was very concerned about the ongoing underground activities. He said he could hardly cope with the demand already caused of five Islamic structures deserting the dig. Sheikh Saad bin Al-Mahdi, the head of the Islamic Supreme Council for the Waqf and Islamic Holy Place, reached in the following manner to various nationalists concerning Jewish attempts to regain the Temple Mount. The Temple Mount belongs to Muslims, this is what they say. Muslims only hate the Jews as a ruler. The Jews are free to believe that the Temple Mount is sacred to them, but I think that is holy to me. To permit them a corner for prayer is against the Quran. There are no Jewish remains on the mount. There never were Jewish antiquities here. Now, where's the Ark of the Covenant? Isn't that a Jewish antiquity? It's one of the biggest, the most holiest. They, the Jews, must know that this is a mosque and they cannot pray in a mosque with a Sefer Torah. For this response is clear that the Muslim officials destroyed any attempts by the Jews or Christians to have a presence on the mount. See, they don't want Christians or Jews near the mount. They see it solemnly as their holy place. A secret weapon, Kosh. Members of the Knesset, the Israeli government, have been from time to time accused the Arabs of stashing arms on Temple Mount. Access to the entire area of the southern corner of the mount is strictly forbidden to all but the Muslim guards. This area below, which are vaulted rooms known as Solomon's Stables, are reportedly an arms dump for Arab terrorist group. They have been outcries for many Jews that the government investigate this allegation and take an action. On January 8, 1986, a group of Israeli Parliament Knesset members, including those who believe that the Jews have a right to pray upon Temple Mount, gathered to investigate charges that arms were being stored beneath the Dome of the Rock. Ay, ay, ay. And that these agricultural sites were being destroyed because of the growing number of Jews who wish to rebuild the temple. You see what's happening? They want to rebuild the temple. It's believed that the Muslims were sympathetically destroying the evidence of a previous temple. When the group of Knesset members reached Solomon's Stables on the official tour, they were informed that no cameras were allowed below the ground. Astonishing the Muslims as something to hide, the Israeli officials then demand to be allowed to take the cameras with them. The Muslim authorities confronted the delegation and alterations broke out. Atop a Muslim minrich, a loudspeaker announcement that the Jews would attempt to commandeer the Temple Mount. A near rout occurred and the legislation decided to leave. They returned 6 days later with one member reading aloud from Psalms 123, another praying aloud. This caused another disturbance of the peace. An Arab delegation in Morocco responded to the event by calling the Islamic countries to watch a jihad holy war in all of its form until Jerusalem is liberated. See, this is what they want to do. They want to drive Israel out of Jerusalem in total and make it a total Arab state. More flag waving at the gate. Following the visit of the Knesset members on the mount, three young people host an Israel flag over the Magadi gate of the Temple Mount. The flag was flying for about 3 minutes before they were arrested by police officials who removed the flag. The demonstrators were arrested for civil disturbance just by raising a flag. A local sheikh reached to the visitors of the Knesset members. "I condemn these actions in the strongest possible terms and demand that the keys be returned to the Waqf immediately. That the police be reminded that the mosque is an Islamic holy shrine. They must be reminded that the mosque is an Islamic holy shrine, whose gates only Muslims are entitled to open or seal off. And that any army or border police be forbidden to enter the mosque area. Thousands of years ago, the Jews built a temple which was subsequently destroyed during the period of the second Calapi, Amar ben Kashab. A mosque was built on the southern part of the yard of Al-Aqsa's mosque. At that time, there were neither temples for the Jews, nor churches for the Christians on the site, or no buildings was destroyed. Now this is what they say. Historically, this is no proof that Al-Kashak or the Dome of the Rock were built on the ground of Solomon's temple. Although the Jews claim that the temple originally stood on their site, the Muslims have been charged to this piece of land for 14 centuries now, and the Jews for no right to advocate the destruction of our mosque because they want to rebuild Solomon's temple. It is possible that any Jew to be allowed, it is impossible to for any Jew to be allowed to pray on the ground of a skull mosque. They will have to kill all the Muslims because they can pray there unhindered. Now this is exactly what they want. This is what the Islamites want. They want war. They don't want peace. They want everything for themselves. They don't want to share. Now time has caught up with us till tomorrow morning if it's Yafa's will. Maranatha. Yafashua is coming back again. Hallelujah.